Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For some schools, this is the seventh day closed this winter, which got us thinking, what's involved in calling off school? WBUR's Steve Brown gets the inside scoop from one local superintendent on a day when a certain groundhog is supposed to emerge from his burrow.
Groundhog Day falls every February 2nd, but this snowy winter, seems every day feels like Groundhog Day when that radio goes off in the morning. The message is often the same.
And more than 150 schools are closed or are letting students out early today.
For East Bridgewater School Superintendent Susan Cody, the novelty of canceling school wore off a long time ago.
You know, as a kid, people always think that that's the greatest job. Well, I'd love to be the person that gets to call off school, you know. And as superintendent, the first time you do it, it's like, wow, I'm finally the person that gets to call off school. But let me tell you, it's the worst part of the job. It's always something that you dread.
Dread in part because every snow day now means a makeup day sometime in the future. It also means somebody is inevitably inconvenienced. So exactly what goes into making that decision to call off school? Tops on the list, according to Cody, the safety of the children.
It becomes more dangerous for the kids that are walking, kids waiting at a bus stop. I mean, right now you come to the end of a side street, you can't even see around the corner. So it really worries me. The safety of the kids at bus stops and walking and stuff becomes one of the main reasons that you do end up canceling.
This year, decisions to cancel school have been tricky. The timing of the storms in the middle of the week and in the early morning means the superintendents aren't getting a lot of sleep.
Our routine is the superintendents in the area, get up at 4:30. We get online. We talk to each other online between 4:30 and 5, and we try to make the same decision. So West Bridgewater, Bridgewater-Raynham, East Bridgewater, Abington, Whitman-Hanson, we're usually in Rockland in communication with each other and usually try to do the same thing because it's always difficult when one of us does something different. You know, that one person is always the bad guy.
All school districts build in a few extra makeup days at the end of the school year. Since most districts have had to cancel about 4 days so far this year because of the snow, they're all okay for now. But with the state requiring students attend 180 days in a school year, there could be some problems if big storms keep coming.
I think once we use the 5 and you get into 6, 7 or so, I think that's when you really start thinking about the vacation days. But that becomes difficult because we have a lot of teachers that have planned vacations, already paid for them. So you're looking at having a teaching staff that's not going to be available and a lot of families that aren't available. So, you know, scheduling during a school vacation becomes extremely difficult. Saturdays, I think, would be my last choice. And I'm hoping that just by scheduling before Labor Day, the start of school, it's going to work out for us this year.
Nevertheless, Susan Cody in East Bridgewater and her counterparts across the state are thinking about alternative plans should the snow days continue to mount. But that old threat of kids having to go to school right through the 4th of July is not one of the options. The state requires any makeup days to be made up by June 30th. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.